Fear lost its grip on me the moment I realized that one day this whole world will be behind me. It was accepting the fact that one day I will be gone that gave me the courage to write and self-publish my books. I felt that if I didn't believe in myself enough to do so, then no one else would. It encouraged me to write my truths in my own quotes, as well as show the world how I view art through my eyes. I wanted to do more than just exist. I wanted to leave my mark that stated I was here and that I did more than just make it one more day, just make it one more step, just existed. I wanted to show that I dared to dream my impossible dream and prove to my children that nothing is impossible if you believe, have faith, take courage of heart, and see things through. That with God's help above, anything is possible. I know this feeling all too well. We've met in darkened rooms, over shots of liquor, exchanged conversations over dim candlelights. I'm not falling, but I do feel that I could. But before I do, and we go any further, I want you to be sure that you're ready to accept what I bring with me. Not that my past would be an issue for our future, but I want you to know that I desire more than sex to make me feel secure with you. I desire more than your loose parts. That's why I'm asking you to check your heart. I'm asking you for your hand, not so that I can hold it for a season, but so that I can hold it for a lifetime. So once again, check your heart. If we get to the point where I give you a ring, know that it is not the ring that promises me to you, but it is a devotion from my heart and the fact that I've decided to search me to see if I have what it takes for me to love you. So when I say check your heart, please know that I'm also checking mine, because I don't want to waste any more time.